And a good afternoon to you. I'm Al Cresta. Our friend Teresa Tomeo is launching a new website, TravelItalyExpert.com. Now, we're going to explain all this. But, you know, if you know Teresa at all, you know that Italy is her second home. And she has so much to share about Italy, its sacred sites, its historic sites. And you know Teresa, of course, is host of Catholic Connection on Ave Maria Radio and EWTN. She has spent 20 years as a reporter and anchor in the Detroit secular news media. She's a columnist for our Sunday Visitor, author of several books, including Beyond Sunday. She's also a host of the Catholic View for Women on EWTN. You can follow her at teresatomeo.com. But let's talk about the new... Really, it's an entirely new enterprise for you.
It is, and it's all about evangelization. And I was really inspired by our Archbishop Alan Vigneron's beautiful pastoral letter, Unleash the Gospel, where he's asking all of us, not just those here in the Archdiocese, because the letter has gained popularity around the country, to look at different ways to evangelize. And the one thing I noticed in all the years I've been leading pilgrimages, co-sponsored, of course, by Ave Maria Radio and mm-hmm. corporate travel, and you know this, too, for the trips that you've done,
sure.
is the impact that beauty has on people.
Yes.
Regardless of where they're at in their walk with the Lord, maybe they're not even there. Because we have a lot of people that come on trips with friends and family just because, oh, this is a really good organized tour. It's compactful. I'll have some time on my own, but I'll get to see what I need to see. And then this whole new world opens up to them by the beauty.
Yeah. Beauty has a way of getting beyond under people's defenses.
Yep.
It has a way of charming. It has a way of beckoning that propositional truth sometimes doesn't. And I think that I'm delighted that you're doing this because, in fact, Bishop Barron for years has been saying that this is an underused area of apologetics
yeah. mm-hmm.
and evangelization. And this is the outreach based on beauty, using beauty as a way of attracting people to the glories of the faith.
Oh.
So how many times have you been to Italy?
Last count, over 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
First trip was to over 20 years ago, and yep. that was with a parish trip that we did with our home parish in the Archdiocese of Detroit, and long before Deacon Dom entered the diaconate. And we went with my parents. My father was in the choir and wanted to see him sing at a papal mass and follow them over and wanted to
nice.
You know, learn more about my Italian heritage. I'm 100% Italian, both me and my husband. And so I was very eager to go. I had heard a lot about it. But when I was in college, I didn't think about being an exchange student. I was studying journalism. I was too busy.
Right, right.
But when I reverted to the faith, all of a sudden going to St. Peter's and going to the other major basilicas, and seeing the land not only of my faith but my family heritage became of interest. And the first time we went, we felt this odd feeling that we were more at home there in some ways than we were in the United States. And so gradually,
interesting.
Yeah, we made it a part of our vacation, saved up as many miles as we could, and went on our own a few times. And then I started working for this wonderful place called Ave Maria and EWTN and found myself going over covering stories.
Yep.
And doing pilgrimages, teaming up with you and with corporate travel and that. And every time we would go over for a pilgrimage, which ended up being and still is about two or three times a year, we would add some days on either end. And I just found myself with all of the negativity out there, with all of the toxicity, especially right now in the last few years in our country and in the church. There's so many problems, so many issues. People are very... we're so raw and we're so hurt on so many levels, and there's so much pain and just general toxicity
yep.
that going to Italy, spending time researching this beautiful country and its amazing sights, Eucharistic miracles, it helps me and helps me focus on Jesus and the church, but also relaxes me and opens me up to the beauty of God in so many ways. And I want people to experience that. And because I would always report on your show or other shows from Italy, and because I've learned so much about traveling there, I must get, Al, over the last 5 to 10 years, been getting 2, 3, 4, 5 emails a month of people asking me for help and sometimes asking me to do a full-blown itinerary, which takes a lot of time and a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And I've put thousands of hours of research into Italy, and I've been to almost every region of the country. And so in speaking with you and with our general manager, Mike Jones, and with John Hale from Corporate Travel, you encouraged me to do a little bit more with this. So I decided to develop a website, all kinds of great videos that I've done over the years on different parts of Italy, faith section, a pilgrimage section, just a general information section, all about the beauty of Italy, and then offering myself for a very small fee just to help me pay for the website, a consulting service.
Sure.
People can call me up and talk to me for an hour, and I will help them construct the itinerary that's right for them. And to make it, because see, the bottom line is, if we're going to help people open up to the beauty of a place like Italy and its historic sites, as I said, and Eucharistic miracles, you want the trip to be done in the sense that you're not going to be rushing around, exhausted, going in the height of the summer where it's super hot. You want to be able to enjoy it and savor it so you can hear God speak to you in different ways.
Yeah. You write that Italians have a famous saying. I'll probably mess up the pronunciation, but dolce far niente.
Dolce fa niente. The sweetness or art of doing nothing.
That doesn't mean laziness, I assume.
No, it means when you're doing nothing, as I say in the video that I sent to you and your wonderful executive producer, Bryant, it means just savoring the moment. And in addition to all the beauty, whether you're standing in line to see the David or the Pietà or wherever you're at, Sistine Chapel, you will notice the Italians, usually middle of the day, they'll take a long pranzo or lunch, which is their big meal, about 2 or 3 hours. The waiters will not come and give you the bill because that's your table. You can stay there till 10 p.m. They don't really care. That's the way they do things in Italy. And you'll also notice in the afternoon, people getting an espresso or maybe having an aperitif, maybe having an Aperol spritz or a vino or a Bellini, and just relaxing and taking in the atmosphere. It looks like they're doing nothing, but they're talking, they're sharing, they're really doing something. And by giving yourself a little bit of a slower pace, you're going to experience that same thing. You'll have more time to ponder the religious art in a particular basilica. You'll have more time to enjoy the beauty. But that is one of the hardest things to convince people of, to give themselves even just an extra day or two, because we are so American and so in a rush, and we want to get it all done in a week.
Yeah, that's true. There is a real drivenness that we have, I think, being raised in this culture which values efficiency and speed and getting to the head of the line. It is difficult to recapture the art of doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or in some cases, you want to be more theological about it, the art of contemplation.
Yeah, reflection.
Yeah.
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 And this is why I say, by the way, that what you're really good at doing is helping people turn recreation into recreation.
I love the quote you gave me, and that's in the press release, and it's on the website on our endorsements page, because you really get the sense of recreating and understanding a little bit more maybe about life, the flow of things, contemplating. I mean, it sounds, maybe a little bit corny, but contemplating the universe, because when you go to Italy and you see the art and the architecture, and you think about, okay, how did they do this? And how in the world did somebody carve the Pietà or the David? Well, because we know it's a God-given talent. And so it causes you to wonder. It causes you to reflect. And this, I guess you could call it in many ways, stealth evangelization. And this is my hope. Now, I love to talk about Italy. I love to write about Italy. There's blogs, there's video blogs, there's all kinds of great information on the website. But the ultimate goal here is I really, really pray and offer it up to God that someone who consults with me, I don't ask them, I don't have to have a Catholic card to consult with me. But if most people, even if they're not religious, do want to see the Vatican.
Yes.
They do want to see the Sistine Chapel. They do want to see the artwork. They do want to go to the Uffizi Gallery in Florence. And they are going to encounter mostly religious images.
Yeah, that's right.
And so my prayer is that through that experience and through the sheer beauty and the love of life that my people, the Italians, have, that it will get people thinking. Sometimes there are conversions or reversions on the spot. We've seen reversions on the spot on trips. Other times, 2 years later, someone will contact me and say, the trip you gave us, the ideas you gave us, or the pilgrimage that we were on with you and Steve Ray or Al or whomever, it had such a profound impact on my life. But what I want to do with Tease Italy, TravelItalyExpert.com, is do that on a more regular basis.
Yeah. I think it's marvelous. And I really do hope that we're announcing it today. I hope people take advantage of it. What do they do to get in touch with you on this?
Well, you just go to TravelItalyExpert.com, as you mentioned, and it's also linked on my homepage at TeresaTomeo.com. And take some time and look around, look at the videos. But there is a questionnaire. If you do want to consult with me, if you have a trip coming up, but even if you've already made, let's say, your hotel or plane reservations. Now, if you do need that, we can direct you to corporate travel for all the hotel and private tours, whatever you need. But even if you've already, let's say, have your hotel and your dates picked, we can help you, myself, by myself, or we can direct you for more detail with corporate travel. But fill out a questionnaire. We have a form there asking you specifically how much time you want to spend. Is it a special occasion? What type of a trip? Do you want cooking classes? Do you want mainly a religious experience? You fill out the form, and we get back to you, and we set up a consultation time. That's simple.
Well, roughly how long do you spend with people?
It depends on what we think they need based on the questionnaire. It's either a half hour or an hour consultation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
that's tremendous. And I like the idea, and this is one of the things that we've learned when we started these pilgrimages. Frequently we'll have a very committed husband or wife and a not-so-committed husband or wife. And it's remarkable. The husband, the uncommitted husband or wife, is tagging along, you know, just out of deference to their spouse who's committed to the faith. But during the pilgrimage, the beauty of the environment, the awareness that they're entering a sacred space, helps to break down all kinds of walls and defenses, and allows them to begin to think that this is a future option for me. This is something I could embrace too, not just my wife, not just my husband.
Yeah.
So I think this is another way of, you know, expanding that ministry.
That's my hope and prayer. And I really do believe that once you get over there, I think the biggest regret people have is I've instructed a lot of people, and some people have said, well, you know, I only want 6 days. And I say, okay, you do what you want. But once you get over there, you're going to regret it. I hope that they consider spending a little bit more time.
Yeah.
If you're going all the way over there,
that's right.
Give yourself at least 10 days, because you have to figure 2 days for travel. And once you get there, you'll wish it was 2 weeks, because
it's so true.
You've been there.
Yeah.
You know how amazing it is.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's just incredible. Every time you turn a corner, and I've been there over 50 times, and in Rome, I know Rome like the back of my hand, and yet I still bump into things I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I always say Italy is God on steroids. I mean, He took this country and said, looky what I can do. I'm God, you know, and infused all of this beauty and the great artist and everything into this one land that's not all that big, but quite powerful. So check it out, and really appreciate the support you've given me and all the folks at Ave and EWTN. So it's TravelItalyExpert.com. I'd love to consult with folks on their
Italy
trip.
Again, everybody needs beauty as well as bread. Right? You need places to play in and pray in. Consider Italy. You'll find sacred space, sacred time, and you'll find just beauty of all sorts. Teresa, thanks.
Thank you, Al.